I've just come out of this week's beginner's class on a Thursday night, and we've spent tonight purely doing revision, just going back over what's been taught so far, helping everyone who's missed a week or two to understand the moves, help them feel a little more confident and comfortable with it. And one of the learning points that have come out of tonight's class is a question I've got for you. And the question's very simple. Do you know what each of the moves is for? Do you know that? The reason it's important is because you start off learning something from an external point of view, and so you need to understand its external application, which means you need to know what the move's for martially, what its primary purpose is, and also how to get the health benefits out of each move. These two things are very, very important. And anyone who says the Tai Chi form isn't there for martial purposes, isn't there for learning to fight with it, all I can say is I must respectfully disagree with them. And you don't have to take my word for it. You can go back and dig out the old writings of the Yang family and see what they said about it for themselves. And they're far more an authority on it than I am, and than on your teacher is. Okay? So, you need to know externally what the move's for martially. And you also need to know, because these days we learn Tai Chi for health, as well. Sometimes as well as martial, sometimes instead of martial. So you need to know where the health benefits are in the move so you can maximize those. And that's how you start to learn the form. It's external references. And then over time you internalize it, which is a topic for another day. So whenever you're practicing the form, just ask yourself, why are you doing this move?